is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. We've been here all season long, and we're going to be here throughout the playoffs as well. 7 o'clock, the entire playoff run. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Ricketts Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now, join me in welcoming the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick, everybody.
You still get coming out. We must be doing something right.
Well, you guys definitely did something right this past weekend. Senior day at the hometown facility, and you guys come away on Saturday 34-7. You end up the regular season at 8-1. You're off for this week for sure. We'll talk about the rest of the what-ifs later on. But the week before, you guys lose by one. Last week, you come out, and you took everyone's name and number, and you guys just throttled it up, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought the kids did a really good job having to deal with all the stuff that we had to deal with for about 10 days there. You know, we had to go play on short notice. We found out we were playing Bullock at 11:30 a.m. We got on a bus at 12:30 and had to go play them and, you know, come up on the short end of that one. But, you know, then you don't get back on the island. You're away from your home for 5 or 6 days. You get back on the island and the kids came back in, went to work on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We practiced for 3 days and then we just went out and executed. I thought the kids did an outstanding job of being focused, and it was displayed in the game a lot with how the way they handled things and situations and plays. Some of the stuff kind of goes unnoticed, but at a coaching point, there are a lot of things that we did right that I thought, you know, that could have went in a different direction. I thought that first drive, they kind of jumped on us, and our kids could have went in the shell and but the second drive, we just come out and took it right to them. You know, I think we scored the next 5 possessions in a row, and I think our defense, I don't know if the defense gave up. I don't know if we gave up a first down, or we may give up 2 first downs, 3 first downs in that first half alone. So I thought they did a great job of executing and getting lined up, and defense flew the ball. I thought the special teams did a pretty good job. The punt returns, not letting the ball roll and get extra yardage. I felt like we were scooping that up and getting yards and returning it back. So we kept them on the short field, and I thought we did a good job all the way around.
Well, special teams. There were a couple of balls that they kicked to you guys. They were low hummers, wobbly ball, off the tee, kind of funky. Brunson's back to get a bunch of those, and Patrick waits, and then Patrick goes, you know, they're really not coming after me too hard. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And he picked up huge yard with that little delay and grab.
Yeah, that was key for us, was him, you know, scooping that ball, and you don't let it roll another 20 yards and lose 20 yards of offensive field position. You scoop that thing up, and he was picking up. I think his average return Saturday was about 21 to 22 yards of return on the punt. So that's huge for us when you put the offense on the positive side of the 50 every single time. Sometimes we were down inside the 30. So, you know, that's a big deal for us.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Opening segment, you talk about that a little bit, but you guys came out like animals. You sacked them right away, then an interception, then you forced the punt, and then you score, Patrick Brunson, by the way, 68-yard run. You guys just shut them down cold and then took it to the hole.
Yeah, you know, I think we did a few things and got that punt. We was on the short field and came to our Wildcat package, and one of the outside guys fell in on a isolation play, so we were like, okay, well, if they're going to fall in on it, then we're going to run wide. I think we ran it off tackle on the jet sweep, picked up about 15, and then the next play, we was like, okay, now he's standing still. Then we run the counter, and Patrick busted up the middle for 70 yards. So, you know, and once he got past that first wave, you're not catching him. So,
no.
He just outrun everybody at that point. And so that's that speed we got, you know, that we use with our skill kids. And I thought our kids did a great job. The execution was outstanding. I thought we had a great kick block, and then the wrap block on the inside was really nice. He made just one little cut, and he was gone. So, you know, you get that 68-yard touchdown. I think after that, we decided we were going to turn it on, turn the lights up. And I thought the kids did a good job.
Well, you definitely did that. Preston has another touchdown in the first half alone. He used the Wildcat. He was a quarterback, receiver, runner. And you threw in two trick plays early on. Now, last week you said there might be something, hint, hint, wink, wink. You guys used them right away.
We don't wait very long on the trick plays. Some of the things that we do, you know, that we come out, we saw Tennessee run it against Texas A&M, and we're like, they stole our trick play. You know, we've had that in for a year and a half, and they stole our trick play. And so then we came back, and we ran it, you know, and picked up a few things. But I thought the kids, you know, those are things that you have to go over every week, and you have a little period there in practice, about 5 minutes, and you just kind of hit on them, and then you go, and the kids have done a good job of executing most of the trick plays.
You guys also used three quarterbacks in that first half early on. You changed it up. How much does that help your offense and hurt their defense when you start changing guys like that and they really don't know who's calling what anymore?
You know, for us it's not hard because it's all packages. To them, it looks, and you think we're mixing up, changing quarterbacks. That's just the personnel that we're trying to run different things to execute at our maximum potential. So for our kids, it's just something that we go in, we run different packages, and they execute it, and they understand we're going to run certain plays out of certain things with certain guys in certain spots.
And you do it mostly in goal line situations or inside the red zone. You're not doing it in midfield. You're doing it at key important power play situations.
Well, that's our philosophy right there. Is we're from the inside the 20 coming out. It's our black zone offense, and then when I'm 20 going in, it's our red zone offense. It's being the Wildcat stuff, and sometimes we have stuff with some wrinkles with Jalen when he's in there doing some things with some jet reads and zone reads and some things like that. We've got a few RPOs that we're going to be throwing in here in the next few weeks, run pass options. We put in a few more wrinkles, some slip screens and things like that to our outside guys, so... you know, we just keep adding a little bit more to it. But, you know, our base plays, we're going to run the ball a little bit. And we're going to throw it out on the perimeter. And I thought our kids done a good job.
Thompson got a powerful sack in that first half. He took their quarterback, Griesland, to the ground. But it was like he just picked him up. And it was almost like a dummy tackle, like in, you know, early fall practice. He just lifted the man up, drove him backwards, and dropped him down. It was like textbook.
Yeah, it was a... We have a little bit of our slant game going on up inside, and he slipped underneath it and unabated right to the quarterback. Poor old guy had his back turned, and he just took full advantage of it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. He did a great job, and he made a great play.
Well, we have more to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a couple words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back for more.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
Ready, and beat, aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Back to last weekend's game, that senior game. And by the way, interesting note. First time all year long, I've seen the parents arriving late to the stands because they were having too much fun doing other things on senior day. What was that about?
You know, it was a crazy Saturday, to be honest. A lot of, you know, everybody's trying to get back to the normal swing of things, and, you know, it's one of those things, we moved the game up, and so everything, you know, it was a unique situation, but, you know, those seniors have contributed a ton to our accomplishments, and they've done a great job, and just want to thank them and the parents for all their contributions, and we've still got some games to go, I hope.
Some of those parents clean up pretty good, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They always look nice, and they're very supportive. They're great. We have the best fans, I tell you, all the way around. We got the best fans.
Yeah. Simpson gets a touchdown. Jackson gets a touchdown. Simpson gets a touchdown. 34-0 halftime. The only bummer of the entire game, we missed one extra point. What's that about?
I think the ball slipped off the tee or slipped out of our hole somewhere. But other than that, I think that was about it. You know, I thought we executed pretty well. Just a few little things we got to clean up here and there. But overall, I thought the kids did a great job.
Now we do have one serious conversation. There was a call shortly before halftime that confused not only me, confused the entire stands, confused most of the press box, and definitely confused the head coach at Frederica football. What was going on? You called timeout after timeout after timeout. You pled your case, but we never really did hear what really, really happened.
First off, let's back up. There's 22 seconds left. We're ahead 34-0. We've already had the conversation on the headset as a coaching staff that we're just going to – they're going to punt. We're going to run the ball and run the clock out and go in. They call a timeout. So we set up a block on one side and a protect on the other, or take away the block, or not take away the block, take away the fake on the other side. Execute it perfectly. The kids do a great job. Blocks on. I think we had Tony – Santana, Rhett, there are about three or four of them right there about to get the guy. So he drops to throw it. We're actually got a hand on him right when he's letting go of the ball, and we pick it off and run it back. My argument was, after the flag came out, was roughing the passer. And I said, wait a minute, that can't be roughing the passer. It wasn't like he threw the ball and we took two steps and then de-cleated the guy.
Exactly.
We actually had our hands on him as he was about to let go of the ball. He said, Coach, it's a judgment call. And I said, well, it's poor judgment is what it is. And so, really, instead of him getting the last word and showing up, I thought I would try to outshow him and outclass him. I don't think I outclassed him in any way. The first time out, I asked what was going on and was not happy with what I got. So the second time out I took, I didn't even talk to the referee. I just talked to Coach Cannon on the headset the whole time while I stood beside the referee, and it infuriated him a little bit. And then the third time out I took, then I addressed the referee about why I thought that it was an unjust call. And I probably wouldn't have done that in any other situation, but I felt like our kids went through a bunch of stuff, you know, building up to the game, and then – for us to make that great play and him to take it away from the kids was not, you know, that's not what a referee's there to do. He's supposed to be there and ref the game and see stuff at the plate. And our kids wasn't blatantly injuring anybody. We just made a great play. Our kids made a great play. And it was a poor call on his part, but it was one of those things you have to live with. And as he sent me the information later, it's a judgment call, and it's his judgment call. And as I told him later on, we would disagree to disagree. And I would actually try to figure out why I'm right and he's wrong. So, and right now I feel like I'm right. My kids played well and did a good job.
Well, that definitely explained, because, yeah, we were completely confused and we didn't see you roughing the basket either. By the way, you're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This season we haven't had injuries, but there was one Frederica injury. Sheffield was taken off the field. We did not see him come back. Serious injury, non-serious injury. Again, there comes that point because you're winning by so much. Don't put him back in the game anyway. Don't risk anything. Where are we at with that?
It's more precautionary for him. He had a sore ankle going in, and then when he got it rolled on there, we just kind of took him out. He didn't go anything live today, very ginger, but he got out and run around a little bit today at practice and did some stuff, but no live action. Hopefully he'll be back full speed next week. Be ready to go.
Last week during this show, you talked about execution and you talked about detail. Those are your two big mantras last week during our discussion. You definitely nailed those this past week. I talked to you before the game and I said, how would you evaluate your own team? If you were another coach or another team, what would your scouting report be on Frederica? What would it be?
It's like I told you then. Our skill set, very, very good. We have some areas that are vulnerable up front defensively. We sometimes play a little high on defense, and offensively we sometimes miss a block here and there. But for the most part, I feel like the O-line has really started to gel. We're not missing many blocks anymore, and we're staying on them. We're finding our guys. Defensively, if we stay low, we're one of the best defenses around. We keep people off people and let our guys run and make plays. So, you know, the assessment is, you know, for us, we just got to do everything right today. It's the little things. What I talked to the kids about this week, this open week we've got, is executing and doing the little things right and preparing for the playoffs. It's time to amp it up and go out and execute, and that's what we have to do.
When you look at last weekend's game, as we wrap the discussion up on that, was it really that you guys played so well, or was it really that the Giant did crush the Fly last week? How do you really look at that game? Because it was such a blah game after a while.
I felt like we played really well. I thought the kids played, you know, like they had been a little bit rested. They were excited to be back. I thought we played really well at times. We did what we wanted to do. Offensively, we ran the ball. We threw the ball when we wanted to. And we just executed. And at the end of the day, you know, I hate to sound arrogant, but, you know, I feel like my kids are better than mostly everybody else's when we go out there. And right now they're proving it. So we just got to continue to go out and execute and do as we're coached. And if we do that, we're going to be in a situation to win a lot of football games.
Well, we're going to take a little break, but we will be right back to talk more about the playoffs and what's just around the corner. We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics.
Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're back on location at Catch 228 tonight. And this segment is brought to us by Wickert's Realtor Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. All right, now, Coach, you've done a very good job of not jumping ahead and talking about the playoffs, but those days are now behind you. You must talk about the playoffs now because the playoffs are here.
Playoffs? What are you talking about, playoffs?
You guys get the bye week this week. You guys have a great team. Your quarterbacks, by the way, are both at the 500 percentile in completion. You guys have a running back in Sheffield with 6 touchdowns on the ground this year. You have Simpson with 4 touchdowns. You have interceptions that are just raining down and being picked off a big run back. You guys are ready to go for the playoffs, but what are you doing with this week, maybe 2-week break?
We've just been in uppers, not a lot of contact, working on drills, trying to get fine-tuned, a lot of drill work. I wanted to work a lot of drill work to get back, focus a little bit on some special teams. Very limited offensively. I think we're only running 10 to 12 plays on offense in practice, which only takes us about 10 minutes when we do that. A lot of counters, new stuff we're slipping in. But defensively, working the little things, feet and hands.
I wish I had a camera right now. Coach just got sprayed down with off. That's awesome.
I was going to do it.
How do you maintain momentum with a break like this? NFL team running this, NBA team running this. There's a fine line between practicing, not practicing, overdoing it, tweaking something. What's your philosophy on this type of a break?
For us, we just need to fine tune. Next week, we'll get right back to our regular schedule. We'll go back to game week. But for us, we were off Monday. I gave the guys off Monday, and I'm giving them off on Friday. So, we're only going 3 days this week. Our practices are only about an hour and 35 minutes, hour and 40 minutes. So we're just trying to get quick work and be precise and really just work the fundamentals of the game right now. You don't want to do too much. You don't want to overwhelm them. You kind of want to let them rest mentally and a little bit physically at the same time. But, you've got to stay focusing on the fundamentals and the little things that's going to separate us in the playoffs.
Well, the playoffs have changed a little bit. The board looks a little bit differently from last week's conversation. John Millett's still number one. You guys have slid up to number two now in the GISA. Augusta Prep, third. Heritage, fourth. Valwood, fifth. Gateway, sixth. There has been a little bit of sliding. And you said last week, on record, I'm cheering for Pinewood.
I did, and I still am, and we are. We're going to be cheering them on this week. If they win, we're the region champs, and it'll move Bums Bullock out, and it moves us to first, and that means we get to play at home in the playoffs. So I think all the Frederica fans will be cheering for Pinewood this week, so that we're able to play at home and have to give us a region championship.
Now they're playing Friday night, correct?
This Friday night, yep.
Home or away for their game?
Bullock will be at home. Pinewood's got to travel to Bullock.
All right, so that's a big bit. How are you going to stay up on that one? Is somebody going to travel and scout that, or are you scouting that, or what's going to happen with that, Coach?
Well, I've got people that are traveling. I may be traveling. I don't know. I'm waiting to get the final verdict. I may be sitting up there in a camouflage shirt, you know, watching the game from a distance. But, or I may just be in the press box. I don't know. It just depends on where they'll let me. But, you know, I feel like we'll have a very close eye on it, and then we have to watch the other side, too, because the bracket over there, they're still playing for seeding on the other side that plays us, so we don't really know who we're going to be playing until Saturday morning. And then we'll exchange film, we'll start breaking it down, we'll get back into the norm, and you know, we'll get ready to go. I think the kids are ready. I think we're ready. As a coaching staff, we've been tired of trying to find all these huddle highlight clips so we can see what the other teams look like on the other side. So we're ready to exchange some film and go to work.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The GISA overall standings, John Millage at 9-0, Heritage 8-0, you guys are 8-1, Gatewood 8-1, and then it falls off from there. And is that about where you think that should be right now? Is that looking about like the picture you expected at the beginning of the season, different from the beginning of the season?
I felt like that we had a chance to run the table starting the season. You know, you had to travel to Valwood for us. It was going to be a tough game, and we pulled that one out. Memorial, I knew would be a tough game, and Pinewood, I knew would be a tough game, along with Bullock. You know, we had one falter, being 8-1, but I kind of felt like we would be either undefeated or right at the top, and I felt like we had the capability to be there. And so when you look at some of those stats and standings, you know, it's kind of like looking at college football. You know, it's all about fluff right now, and everybody talks about it, this, that, and the other, but we're about to get to the substance here starting next Friday. And so then you win, you move on, or you lose, you go home. And that's the great thing about high school football is those rankings don't mean anything, because you got to play all the way through to win it. And if you win it, then you've earned it. So, you know, that's kind of, you can talk about everybody else and look at that, but you just got to take care of ourselves and do our thing and go out and execute and play like we're capable of playing. And I feel like we'll be right in the middle of it.
That would, by the way, 5-2, two losses on the year for Valwood at this point.
Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned college football. Vandy beats Georgia this past week, and everyone's talking and buzzing about the amazing upset. In the playoffs, you're right. It's one and go home, one and move on. How do you protect against those weird anomalies in your own mind? Where's the mental part of not going there?
You got to go play. And you got to put all that out of your mind, and you got to go play. I've been there and kind of done that as a high school player. My senior year, we weren't supposed to be there, and we went all the way to the state championship. And the thing our coach just kept telling us is go play. Just keep playing. Something's going to happen. Keep playing. You know, we've already had the weird Murphy's Law game. That's out of the way. So now let's just go play and go execute and do what we're supposed to do and play hard for 48 minutes. And, you know, got four games. And if we can win the next four, then we're the state champions. So we got four games. And they all get a little bit more intense and a little bit more exciting, every one that you win. So, you know, you, as a coach, you can already tell I'm over here grinning, shaking, and everything else. I'm already excited talking about the playoffs. But, you know, for us, it's just go play and execute. And as a coaching staff, it's keeping calm and making the right decision. And I think that we've got the guys in place to do that. And I think we got a good shot.
Final question of the night, and I thought of this early, is in baseball, there's the farm system. In the NFL, they don't have a farm system, but some teams have created a farm system, like the Green Bay Packers use their practice squad as a farm system. You have a great senior squad that we just celebrated this past week, but you know, this is a sophomore team. Are you creating a farm system at Frederica now? Are you beginning to build a system of reproduction where you can see that the cycle is going to continue for a while?
I'd like to say that, but you never know in this day and age. You know, I'd like to keep the kids, that we keep moving on, you know, get going forward. But you know, we've got to establish a little bit more at our middle school level. We got to work there and get more middle school kids in. And then, you know, you got to keep the excitement. That's the thing about a football program is you got to keep the excitement, keep the kids energized. And, you know, right now we are a young team, but you got to keep bringing, you got to get kids excited to want to come to Frederica. You know, it's just not all about football at that place. It's about academics and the other things at that school that separate it from the other schools around us. It's an opportunity to go to school there, and it's a very good opportunity that, you know, when you go to Frederica, you're going to go to college. So, you know, but you got to go and you got to work in the classroom. That's one thing you got to do. And, you know, it's not all about football every day at FA. It's about the classroom and the work and what you want to get out of it and what you put into it, what you want to get out of it. So it's an investment.
Congratulations on your 8-1 regular season. Final thoughts as we now shift gears and it's all playoffs from here.
You know, got to go play hard, you know, and be 1-0 at the end of every Friday night. It's just still the same mantra for us, is be 1-0 at the end of every Friday night. I think we'll be happy. And, you know, everybody's been talking about it. We've been wanting to make this march to Mercer. So now we put our boots on and it's time to make that march.
Frederica fans, this weekend, you're cheering for Pinewood.
That is correct. Go Patriots.
Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll see you back here next week at Catch 228 on St. Simon. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Till then, I'm Rich Boschmacher. We'll see you in the playoffs.